Unit 4. Listening text. Feed the world. A food scientist is discussing the main types of food crops. One of the most important food crops in the world, of course, is rice. Why is it so important?
Well, for one thing, everyone can eat it. And it's suitable for sick people and young children.
Is it grown all over the world?
No. It needs a hot climate and lots of water. So it can't be grown in cold countries or where there is little water. But where the conditions are right, you can grow 3 rice crops in a year.
Can you live on rice alone?
No. It doesn't contain all the foods a body needs to stay healthy. Also, it's better to eat the whole grain, but in many parts of the world, it's the custom to remove the brown outside part of the grain.
What about the potato?
Well, the potato is a very good food for the human body, so you could live for 6 months just by eating potatoes. In a year, you would also need to eat a little fat and some fresh fruit to stay healthy.
Where are potatoes grown?
They can be grown in cold countries, like the north of Europe and up in the mountains of South America, where the potato came from.
What about bread?
Bread can be made from different grains. It's an important food in the north of Europe, where it's cold, but also in the Middle East. It's a very good food, but you need to eat other foods like fresh fruit and vegetables to stay healthy.
Are there any other foods we haven't mentioned?
Yes. There's Indian corn. This came from America, but is now a very important crop all over the world. You need a warm, sunny climate to grow maize, but it doesn't need as much water as rice. Mind you, if you water your maize, you will get a better crop.
And we haven't mentioned noodles.
No, very important. Noodles and pasta are both made from a type of hard grain. The grain is turned into a powder, mixed with water, and then formed into different shapes. In Asia and the Middle East, these are called noodles. And in Italy, these are called pasta.